Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, we've had a lively discussion about the series of events that has occurred over the weekend and spilling into today in Iran. We will see what transpires over the next few hours. Donald Trump has indicated that there may be a ceasefire. Let us all pray for de-escalation and a non-nuclear Iran. I think that is in the world's best interests as we move forward. Matt, we've been talking about the impact here in Wisconsin and the concern that many of our friends and family who have people, friends serving. I just had a friend return from the Mideast literally last week. I was texting with her. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're home. Matt, you also had a story to share on this point.
Yeah, as soon as the news broke about Trump's bombing, I was on Facebook, and one of my Facebook friends said, oh my God, my son is over there at one of the military bases, and that just kind of took my breath away. So, my heart goes out to any military family who has a loved one in potential harm's way still.
Including folks working in the diplomatic service and in the State Department, anyone that is over in that region, the world. And our friend CJ mentioned, you know, the Afghanistan withdrawal, and clearly that was problematic in a lot of ways. And I wanted to also point out what we've been hearing is that the State Department was not, frankly, well informed that this was about to occur. Had Iran acted without the hat tip to American authorities when they bombed Al Udeid base in Qatar, there could have been fatalities there. In addition, Iran is notorious for kidnappings, right? And this is one of the reasons that you want the State Department to know so that they can start to prepare the logistics of evacuating or getting American citizens that are in the region out, and or dual Iranian-American folks that are in Iran out of the country so that they don't end up in one of Iran's horrible political prisons where they're known to kill people and torture folks. This is not good. We have some more breaking news this afternoon. The immigrant at the center of Judge Hannah Dugan's federal criminal case, a gentleman by the name of Eduardo Flores Ruiz, has pled guilty to having entered the U.S. illegally after being deported in 2013, according to federal court records. As part of the agreement, Flores Ruiz knowingly and voluntarily agrees to be deported following the completion of any term of imprisonment for his state criminal charges. Again, breaking news this afternoon. Credit to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for that news update, which brings me to news out of California. A man who works as a landscaper who is not here legally, but who has three American citizen sons, all whom are active duty Marines, was basically taken down and beaten by a group of ICE agents. The video is simply shocking. Matt, I wanted to get your initial reaction.
Yeah, this guy, according to his sons, has no criminal record. And we have these masked ICE guys brutalizing someone. But do we know they're from ICE? I mean, this is the thing that, you know, any vigilante can go get a jacket that says ICE on it and get a mask and go grab anyone they want and kidnap them. This is just not the way a democracy is supposed to function.
Indeed. Again, if you're just joining us, Donald Trump announcing a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. However, the debate rages about the legality of Donald Trump's action. And the through line here, folks, between watching masked ICE agents beat down a man here, not legally, but who has no criminal record, according to his three serving Marine sons, is this. What do we expect from the chief executive of this country? Do we expect the chief executive to find every loophole, every nook and cranny around the constitutional norms, the constitutional principles that limit the power of the executive, that include the first Article 1 branch of government, the Congress, that excludes the governors who are the commanders in chief of the National Guards. What does it mean to have a president like Donald Trump, a 34-time convicted felon, who has in nearly 200 cases been found to have acted unconstitutionally or otherwise illegally in his executive actions? What does it mean to have that man decide unilaterally to launch missiles into a nation state? Whatever we think of the outcome, what does it mean? What does it portend for our families here in Wisconsin if that man will deploy the National Guard in violation of federal law to have military face off against citizenry? Do you see where I'm going here? We come closer and closer and closer to the moment when a president, this president, may green light active military action against citizenry. And I don't mean patrolling because people are protesting. I mean disappearing people because they disagree. That is what concerns me this afternoon. I do pray for peace in the Middle East. I pray that the ceasefire holds. I pray that we have a much, much less dangerous Iran this afternoon than we did 48 hours ago. And may God bless every one of our active duty military serving in the region. Thank you all for being with Matt and I this afternoon. I appreciate you. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.